Hello, and welcome to the audio accompaniment to the magazine I Love English World. On it, you'll hear articles from our October issue, including a report on the rise of socialism among young Americans, a profile of U.S. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and a look at the streaming wars between Netflix, Disney, Amazon, and others. But first, some fast facts about music legend Elton John, whose first ever autobiography, Me, will be published on October 15th.
He's named after a horse. If you've seen this year's biopic Rocket Man, you'll know that Elton was born Reginald Kenneth Dwight in North London. His stage name is a tribute to two of his music mentors. They are blues singer Long John Baldry, who invited Elton's first band, Bluesology, to become his backing band, and Elton Dean, the band's saxophonist. Hercules, Elton's less well-known middle name, is not a tribute to the Greek hero, but a horse from a 1960s British sitcom.
He rocked Russia. On 21 May 1979, Elton John became the first Western rock star to perform in the USSR, in Leningrad, now called St. Petersburg. The hall was packed with Communist Party officials to dissuade concertgoers from embracing Western decadence. But, as the Associated Press reported, before long, police and officials were helpless before the screaming, clapping crowd.
He's a hit machine. Elton has been producing hits at a frenetic pace since the 1970s. In 1975, he was responsible for 2% of world record sales. Classics include Your Song, 1970, the piano ballad Blue Eyes, 1982, and the upbeat I'm Still Standing, 1983. Another major hit was 1973's Candle in the Wind. It was written in tribute to actress Marilyn Monroe and later adapted for the funeral of Princess Diana, mother of Princes William and Harry. This version sold over 1.5 million copies in 1 week and raised about £38 million for charity.